Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I hope you're having an amazing day, and maybe you're starting the day just feeling like, oh my goodness, I've already made 12 mistakes or 4 sins, or I've barked at my family, or I didn't do all the intentional things that I meant to do. I didn't read the Word of God, I didn't pray, I didn't exercise, I didn't eat right, and you feel like it's already, you may as well just throw everything out. But the good news is that you can start over right now. Like in this moment, you can have a do-over. And by listening to this podcast, you're doing a holy do-over of your day, and all things are made new by Jesus, and you can walk clean into this crazy day that you're experiencing and experience his favor upon you because he loves you so much. So rest in that today. Today we are in Matthew chapter 16, finishing up the chapter in verses 21 through 28 in the CEB, the Common English Bible. It says this: "From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he had to go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders, chief priests, and legal experts, and that he had to be killed and raised on the third day. Then Peter took hold of Jesus and, scolding him, began to correct him. 'God forbid, Lord, this won't happen to you.' But he turned to Peter and said, 'Get behind me, Satan. You are a stone that could make me stumble, for you are not thinking God's thoughts, but human thoughts.' Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'All who want to come after me must say no to themselves, take up their cross and follow me. All who want to save their lives will lose them, but all who lose their lives because of me will find them. Why would people gain the whole world but lose their lives? What will people give in exchange for their lives? For the human one is about to come with the majesty of his Father with his angels, and then he will repay each one for what that person has done. I assure you that some standing here won't die before they see, the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, what an interesting reversal from yesterday, where we've got your name is Peter, and upon this rock I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell won't prevail against it. And then in the next moment, you're saying, "Hey, I'm going to be dying in Jerusalem. The leaders are going to kill me," and Peter rebukes you, and you rebuke him, and you call him Satan. So it just goes to show that even in a hesitant moment, we can move from having great faith to having great loss of faith in that moment of we're a clay-footed creature, Lord, and we're capable of great good, and we're also capable of lacking faith. And so, Lord, thank you for that example. And we also thank you for the restoration of Peter. We see all the things that he's done, and we see his denial of you, and yet we see this connection where you restore him back into fellowship. And then when we jump over to the book of Acts, we see Peter giving this powerful sermon and thousands of people coming to know you because of it. He absolutely was restored. And so, Lord, there is hope for us. We are not the measure of our worst mistake or our most egregious sin. We are measured by the cross of Christ. And because of that, in the next breath, you tell us, if you want to come after you, we have to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow you. Lord Jesus, it's not that we need to ask you to show us what our crosses are. I think we actually know what they are. But we need the bravery through the power of the Holy Spirit that works within us to take up that cross. Sometimes that cross looks an awful lot like suffering. And as a people who like to avoid suffering, we are suffering avoidant. This is a difficult message to hear. And those who try to curate and save and you know, make everything happen and control their lives actually lose it. And those who lose their lives for the sake of you actually gain actual abundant life. And so, Lord, help us to relinquish our grip on the control we have over our lives. Help us from trying to push against pain, when sometimes this discipleship road has pain in front of us, and we have to walk with faith into those roads that are grief and loss of a job and loss of health and loss of relationship. And I've seen those roads set before me, and I know what they're like because I've lived long enough, and I know what it's like to not want to step into them or to try to withdraw and numb myself with something else. And so, Lord, teach us to be brave enough to hold your hand in the journey and to walk with you through the cross-bearing that we have to do. We need your strength. We need your presence with us, I pray in Jesus' name. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You probably already know this already, but we have a Pray Every Day app. It's absolutely free. And it is, you can also get a devotional every single day. So that's pretty awesome as well. And so, yeah, free, and you can get it on iTunes and Google Play. Hope you have an amazing day. And I know it's hard to take up your cross, but it is worth it. It's never for nothing. Keep persevering, my friend.